listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Want to dance with us? Let's dance.
Woo!
This is Real Boy. A little bit of Real Boy. Suck My Swing. You can check him out. Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, some good electronic music in the morning. It's kind of like a nice cup of coffee. Right? You start dancing, you're like, all of a sudden, like, let's see, a minute, 53 seconds later, you're like hyped. You're like, whoa! Yeah. All right, guys. Well, check this out. I am your host, David Cohen.
What's up, David?
What's going on, guys? As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We got co-host Josh Morgan.
What's up, Los Angeles?
How you doing, my brother, my dog? As you also know, this is the show where we broadcast from the beautiful Sherman Oaks Space
Station.
Sir, the Sherman Oaks Space Station. That's where we are. That's where we always have been. And that's where we plan on staying. The Sherman Oaks Space Station.
Unless we get evicted.
Unless we get evicted, yeah. I mean, property taxes have been raising.
Yeah.
And, oh, God. It is kind of hard to meet the lease. Space is expensive, you guys.
It is.
You guys wouldn't even believe. Trader Joe's up here, wow.
Now that stuff is expensive.
That's expensive too.
Yeah.
Wow, they do have better space food than Ralph's though. Ralph's is Ralph's is a little low end on the space food.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how are you guys doing today? That's good to hear. You know what's wonderful?
What's wonderful, Dave?
It's talking to yourself. You ask people, you go, how you guys doing today? And in your head, you're thinking like, oh, we're good, Dave, yeah. You know, but they're not really there. There's no one talking to me. I'm talking into a microphone. I'm asking the microphone, how are you doing today? But then I'm sure that there's people listening to the show right now that are going like, doing well, Dave, how are you? I bet you someone's kidding around. Someone's like, doing well, how are you?
Like that, exactly.
Exactly like that. I know I do that. If the TV's talking and someone's like, you know, like, how are you? Be like, good. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well, Mr. Man on the TV. How are you?
I usually flip the channel.
Yeah. Maybe I'm weird. Well, here we go, guys. We got a wonderful show to kick off for you today. Now here's the thing. Here's the whole the whole idea behind how we got into this topic. Well, a few days ago, Josh and I are preparing for the show, and I realized that Josh soon enough is like, Dave, we should talk about what an amazing effect exercise has on the human brain.
Ooh.
Has on people's emotions.
Emotions, feelings. Yeah.
Yeah. He said it like that. And here's my thing. I dig it. I love it. I used to exercise. My thing is like, I know exercise is like the healthiest thing you can possibly do for yourself is exercise and keep yourself fit and in good shape and stuff. I just like, I always find an excuse. Like, I don't exercise, you know? I mean, I do, if I'm doing some sort of physical labor work, like, you know, I consider that like, okay, well, I exercise for the day. I moved, yeah. I moved some power tools today. You know what I mean? Like, but no, Josh over here, you know, Mr. Muscle Man, dude, he's like super ripped. Oh, and he's like, know. Always exercising. I'm like, Josh, what are you doing today? He's like, oh, you know, man, I'm just on my way to the gym. I'll call you back when I get home. Like 3 hours later, he's like, hey, bro.
I don't sound like that. I don't have like a steroid rush. I'm like,
I'm on my way back from the gym.
I don't sound like
I'm
that.
I'm hot and sweaty. Hope you don't mind.
Don't forget, guys, don't forget the deep breathing I make.
David, I want to hang out, David. Exactly. So here's the thing. Is Josh is living proof that going to the gym is good for you. It's true. He's always happy when he comes back from the gym. He's always...
I honestly find the gym to be one of the biggest stress relievers.
Dude.
It's so therapeutic, you'd be really surprised.
Totally. Go on. Let's hear a little bit about it, man.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, so everybody gets it. Everybody's about... The show today is about exercise and its effect on your emotional and physical state, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So let's kick it off. Josh, why did you come to me and why were you so adamant about having this show?
Honestly, because I think it's a unique topic. I don't think a lot of people on a lot of radio stations cover it, and I think it's really important that people understand how exercise can have a big effect on your mind.
Amazing.
Your body and soul.
Totally.
I feel like people who just sit at home, you know, don't really have any goals in life.
Shit.
Like, David, honestly, if you don't know how David looks like, he's in perfect shape. He used to be on track.
Oh yeah, right. Oh
he used to
yeah.
Be on track.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
He used to be on track, and that started his fast metabolism, and now he can eat whatever he wants and still look amazing.
Hey, thanks, bro. All
right.
Not nearly as good as you, but it's all okay. Let's. Go on.
All right. So anyway, when I go to the gym, I usually am stressed out from the day before, or
Word.
The night before, or the morning before.
Word.
And when I get there, and I, you know, I either do some cardio, abs, you know, work out a muscle.
Group, yeah, for sure, man.
20.
Which
minutes,
it shows.
20 minutes later into the workout, I feel so much better. I have a smile on my face. I'm like, oh God, I can't even forget what I was mad at my mom about for.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just have a clean slate.
Yeah, man.
And I think it just makes you happier. And for some others, it's, you know, it's different. It doesn't have to be exercise. It could be music or whatever. But today's topic is specifically on exercise.
Absolutely.
And how it can affect. And I think that exercise is important, and everyone, you know, should give it a try, because I think it can do wonders for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And here's the truth about it is, I hate to admit it. I mean, I run away from the truth sometimes. I think everybody does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like truth about like yourself, you know,
yeah.
And like truth about like your health and stuff. You know, I'm a healthy guy. I am very healthy. I, for the most part, eat pretty healthy. I try to stay, you know, I try to stay away from processed things and, you know, hydrogenated or high fructose corn syrup, these things. I mean, I still eat them.
Toast my goats, man.
But I try my best to stay away from them. The problem is, like, you know, when it comes to exercise, okay, I dig it. I love it. Like, honestly, if I had the desire, if I had the drive, and I was like, I wish that I could, like, go to work and then come home and be like, you know, I really feel like going to the gym right now. You know? I wish I had that in me. Because, like, okay, for me, it's like, I could go to the gym and I could, like, I could do that and that would be great. And I know that I would feel great and that would probably be the best thing for myself to do for my body. But instead, I'm like, wait, I'm just going to watch the TV. Like,
you know?
I just like, ugh. So also, that's why I was like, no, Josh, maybe we shouldn't do the topic. But, you know, this is good. I'm facing.
I think David should come and work out with me.
I think I should. I'm going to be like, Josh is going to be like, dude, you can't even, like, you can't even bench the bar, bro.
I have a pretty good funky example.
Do you?
Example.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
My man, Danny, he's a Bulgarian guy.
Okay.
I met him, I think, about two and a half years ago at the gym that I go to. He's a great guy. And then 2 years later, which is, you know, approximately the present right now, he decided to create a bucket list. Does everyone know what a bucket list?
Why don't we just mention what it is though?
Okay, a bucket list is pretty much a list of things for you to do before you die.
Yes.
And what Danny wanted to do, he wanted to win a bodybuilding physique competition in Culver City.
Wow.
So the guy started training. Yeah, he's been training for 2 months. So I apologize. I actually meant to say that he made the bucket list a couple years ago. And 2 years later today, the dude is ripped. He's natural. He's doing an amazing job. He had his competition yesterday. And with a set goal, he got first place, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
He got first place. That's My man amazing. Danny got first place, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The crowd went insane, man.
That's great. That's pretty gnarly. How old is he?
He is 29.
He's 29 and he has a bucket list. Wow.
29 with a bucket list and 18-inch arms.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy.
That's crazy.
And I plan myself on competing in that competition a few years from now. I wanted to go next year. Maybe it will happen. Maybe it won't. I just want to see on how much I grow.
That'd be crazy.
But, yeah, he's helping me out. He's training me. And, guys, I think it's really important that you guys set these goals, set these like challenges for yourself. And
I agree.
I think it's therapeutic. I think it's a good thing to do.
I totally agree. I absolutely agree. It really is like one of the most like healthy things you can do for your body.
It is.
You know, psychologically, emotionally, physically, mentally, everything. It's like it's so healthy. Right? Here's a little thing. It's a well-known fact that exercise is good for the body. It clears the mind, improving blood circulation, and supplies the brain with more oxygen. Okay?
Yeah.
According to this scientist by the name of David Bootsy.
Bootsy.
I believe so. he's an associate professor at... Dartmouth's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences.
Try to say that 5 times, David.
Okay, Dartmouth's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences. But I'm not going to say that 4 times fast. Basically, check this out. It turns out that exercise, and I actually read this article prior. I read the full thing. I was just giving you a little recap on what it is. But check this out. It turns out that exercise actually affects memory in the brain. Isn't that crazy?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and also, check this out, exercise will also help adolescents that are diagnosed with ADHD, that's
attention deficit disorder.
Yeah, it's attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
Oh, ADHD.
Yes. Okay. So, basically, for you guys that are not familiar with what attention deficit hyperactive disorder is, it's when, quite a good amount of kids have it in today's world, but it's where you have a very difficult time staying focused on just one thing. For example, your brain is constantly bam, 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 bam.
Anxiety.
Bam, bam, bam. It's anxiety, yeah. Right? You're constantly like, it's okay. So attention deficit. There you go. Yeah. AD. So you have a deficit of attention, hyperactive disorder. Right. So it's
exactly.
It's pretty you're hyper, you know, you're blah, 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 and then So exercise, here's the key, here's the thing. Exercise actually helps adolescents, and I'm sure that it would help adults too if they had ADHD, to tame that ADHD.
Uh-huh.
It helps them to tame it. Exactly. What it actually does is,
Well, I was going to say that it's a lot better than taking medication.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, some people are so reliant on medication that, you know, they just forget about everything. But guys, I'm serious. When you do exercise, when you do something that, you know, affects your body physically, you feel better about yourself. You get a smile on your face. You're like, I want to set a goal. I want to lose 10 pounds in a couple months, you know?
Right,
set
right.
a date, set a time, I don't know. But, you know, exercise, eat healthy, diet, you know, everything in moderation is good.
Right.
You know, don't eat junk food every day. Just, you know, keep it lean sometimes, you know.
Totally. Totally. And another big thing that I want to talk about, wow, this is like convincing me. I'm like, shit, I have to go exercise. I don't want to. I'm too lazy. But I just have to. That's just what it comes down to.
It feels good, David.
It does feel good.
It feels good.
I know, and I remember, like, when I used to, like, I used to run, like, a minimum of, like, 3 miles a day.
I remember that.
You know?
Early in the morning.
Early morning, man. Like, I would run in the morning. I would run at school. I would run after school. I was, like, little, like, cross-country. Like, yeah, track, cross-country. And I would run. And then, like, I felt so good, and I looked so good, and I was healthy. I don't think I had one pimple on my face. I was just so damn healthy. I was so, you know what I mean? I was so like, oh, and I was eating good. I never drank, not once, when I was running track. I was like, no, it'll slow me down. You know what I mean? Never ever smoked pot or smoked a cigarette. None of that, man. Shit. It's crazy.
It's like an ox.
It's crazy.
Like an ox. An unstoppable machine.
Thanks, man. That's like you. You're the ox. So, but here's the really, really another key factor in exercise and how it affects the brain and mood. Exercise acts as a mood stabilizer. What happens when you exercise is you actually release chemicals in your brain, right?
Hormones, yeah.
Hormones, you do.
Testosterone for guys. Yeah.
You do. You absolutely do. You also release endorphins, right?
Oh yeah, big
and
time.
gnarly endorphins. What these endorphins do is they get you kind of high, right? It's a very natural high. It's your body's way of Josh would know more than myself. From my understanding of endorphins, I mean, I was never no science junkie, but from my understanding of what endorphins do is it's a chemical that releases, and it the reason why it kind of gets you on a natural high is because it's your body like working so hard, right? Is that true? I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Well, you know what, Josh? Get out of the studio, man. What?
I'm sorry, I don't have a PhD, David. Well, you don't have to have a PhD to know what endorphins are, but I never did well in science, so I'm not
right. I'm trying to bring up stuff and be like, yeah, I know this, and then
but the thing
Josh
is
my backbone over here. He's fucking more like back, not bone.
But what I do know is that your testosterone levels go way up.
Yeah, they do go way up.
And then you feel that pump.
You feel that pump. The lactic acid.
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was doing a...
Schwarzenegger
was doing an interview, and he's like, when I get the pump in the gym, I feel like I'm coming inside the lady over and over again.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I'm coming, I can't stop coming.
Really?
I'm on my computer, I'm laughing my ass off, man. He's like, wow. I'm coming, I can't stop.
Wow.
Get me to the chopper, John Connor.
That's funny, man. Hey, if you guys want to call in the show, you can do so.
Yeah.
323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. If you want to email me live on the air, you can do so. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation
@gmail.com.
.com.
I got it. I got the endorphins.
You got definition. The endorphins?
Okay, so
Let's see it.
A pretty basic definition is a feel-good chemical that is released in the brain. A feel-good chemical. I mean, we can get more science-y.
That's good. That's good.
I think we can get more science-y on endorphins, but...
But we understand. It's a feel-good chemical in the brain.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Self-explanatory. Feel-good. Feel-good chemical in the brain.
I expected David to know what endorphins are. I used to know what they are, but I freaking forgot.
No, I thought so too. And I was trying to explain to people scientifically how these endorphins release this feeling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever like, I mean, I know Josh has.
What?
I know Josh has.
What did I do?
Okay, so you guys are like, you're working out or you're running a race or you're doing something and like, and all of a sudden, like all this lactic acid for those of you who are unfamiliar, it's when you start working out really hard and your arms start and your legs and everything starts to like sting and be like, ah, I can't do it. Or like, let's say you're like trying to like climb a flight of like 1,108 stairs and you're like, ah, each stair by probably stair like 867, you're gonna be like, and that's called a lactic acid. That is called lactic acid.
Lactic acid is no good, ladies and gentlemen. No good.
It's not good. Also, if you guys just watched the Olympics, if you saw how in a few of, you guys watched the track races, a wonderful display of lactic acid is on the very back stretch. Let's say someone's running the 400 or the 800. Usually you don't get a lot of lactic acid buildup in a sprint, but because it's over by the time it's built, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like in the 800 or the 400 sometimes, but the mile, if you notice on the last back stretch of the race, you see a few people, guys and girls, you see a few people start to fall back and their legs, that in the beginning of the race, they were like, they're like gazelles. They're like, man, beautiful, perfect stride. All of a sudden, like, end of the race comes, you're on the final backstretch, and then you see like 2, 3, 4 people start to just like fall back, and then their legs, their stride isn't as long, it isn't as clean.
Right on.
That's lactic acid, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that feeling of when that lactic acid kicks in,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
But you have to keep pushing, but you have to like, oh my gosh. And then, but right after that, like right after that split second of like when you know you're done.
Yeah.
And when you know, like, okay, like I can chill. Like this is, you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly.
Dude, that's like, honestly, like the feeling, the rush, the intensity that you get from that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's seriously one of the great, it's the greatest high on the planet.
It is.
There's not going to be, I don't care what anybody says, there's no drug or no drink or like no like weed or alcohol or anything on this planet that can give you that same kind of rush and that same kind of high. Like that natural body high is probably like the greatest feeling ever.
Exactly. Guys, if you're listening and you have like you know, an experience with, you know, endorphins being released in your brain, and yeah, it is a feel good chemical. Thanks for Sandra. She just texted me telling me a detailed explanation of what that was.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra, very much. She's going to be a marriage and family therapist.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so she's going to go through some science-y stuff. So that's going to be pretty cool stuff. So, guys, if you have, like, workout routines, you know, what you do day-to-day to stay in shape and feel good,
right,
give us a call. Share with us.
Yeah.
We're one big family here.
Dig it.
We're one big family here. We share. We share all secrets.
I dig it.
Dig it.
So, Josh, if we share all secrets, I guess this would be a good time to tell you about... Never mind, we'll talk after the show.
No, you can tell me, David. You can tell me.
Okay, Josh. Should I really tell you?
You should tell me.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, well, in our little space station...
Uh-huh.
I accidentally...
No, you didn't.
I'll just tell you after the show. It's really okay. I really don't want to get into this on the air.
Why is that red light blinking behind
you? I don't want to...
Did you press a button that...
Josh.
Okay.
Now is not the time.
Okay.
Now is not the time.
I apologize.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Okay, if you guys want to email us, you can do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that is at Gmail. Gmail. Dave's
Good Vibration Station at gmail.com.
Exactly. Minus the good. It's just Dave's Vibration Station.
Oh.
But way to go, Josh.
Shit.
He's the man.
I'm sorry.
Love him. Good guy. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. If you want to send us, or should I say, call us.
Oh, call us.
You can
us.
Do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. If you are just tuning in with us, what we're talking about today is how exercise benefits the mind, body, and soul. We've been talking about how when you exercise, it releases certain endorphins, which give you a nice little toasty feeling. We're also talking about how exercise can affect the memory in a positive way, can affect ADHD. We touched that.
We're
also talking about how, in general, exercise is a mood enhancer. We're going to touch a little bit more on that. People, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Are you depressed?
Are you depressed?
Are you kind of sad sometimes?
Think about it, guys.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Because if you are, Josh and I are selling you this information for a low price.
Low price.
$700,643.
Ha! Okay. All right, listen up, guys. Listen up. If you're about to go to the gym right now after the show, give us a call. I'll give you a bomb-ass workout. And then David's going to tell you, like, what cardio you need to be doing.
Oh,
because
no.
David's a cardio guy.
They're not.
David's definitely a cardio guy.
They're going to walk away and like, I mean, maybe Josh will help him out, but they're going to be like, dude, this kid should not be giving us exercise advice. No, but check this out, guys. If you're depressed, if you're down, if you're sad, if there's something going on, exercise actually is one of the greatest antidepressants out there.
Natural. Remember that word, guys. Natural antidepressants, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No chemicals here. No pills here, ladies and gentlemen. It's all natural.
Yeah, it's all natural, and that's pretty crazy. It's great because, exercise, the way that exercise affects depression and anxiety, actually, it strains from multiple parts of you, multiple aspects of your body, and how when you exercise, that is resonating with certain parts of your body.
Uh-huh.
So, here we go. Exercise, as we know, releases endorphins, okay?
The feel-good chemical.
The feel-good chemical, right? So, when your body is, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling down, and you exercise, there's nothing else that could possibly happen according to the human anatomy. Nothing else would happen but you get happier.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's like you exercise, you release endorphins, you get happy. Okay? But it goes beyond that. It goes deeper than that. Okay? Along with releasing endorphins, what releasing endorphins also does is it reduces your stress level.
Oh.
Okay, so you're killing two birds with one stone along with like 57 other birds. So check this out. You're killing like 60 birds with one stone. Wow. So you get a pretty good aim. So here's the thing. Once it's all a chain reaction too, and it's really fascinating once you guys actually fully understand this. So here we go. Endorphins release. Therefore, lower stress level. Okay, so right here, just because you've exercised, three things have happened. You've lowered your depression. You've gotten happier.
Yeah.
Well, that could be considered one thing because they're like the same thing, but still. And you've reduced your stress level. Now, check this out. Once you exercise, so once upon a time you were depressed.
Uh-huh.
You exercise. All of a sudden, you feel a little bit happier. Your stress is reduced. All of a sudden, once your stress levels are reduced, what does that do? That lowers your blood pressure. Okay.
Big time.
Now, here we go. Blood pressure, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very important when it comes to state of being. People don't understand that. Blood pressure, when it comes to your emotional state, along with obviously physical state, you know,
exactly.
Your cholesterol levels and all that stuff, that all has to do with, you know, your blood pressure and your stress levels.
Exactly.
Levels of anxiety. It's all tied. It's all interconnected. You guys see how it... Okay. Yeah. So here we go. All of a sudden, you were depressed. Now, because you exercised, you're releasing endorphins. You're relieving stress. Mm-hmm. Right? And you're lowering your blood pressure.
I have a little bit of a science thing to say here.
Oh, let's hear science it, man. Thing. I love it. I love it.
All right. So for those of you who have high cholesterol levels...
Okay.
Does anyone... Okay. You guys should know what cholesterol is. If not, I'll go over what cholesterol is. Pretty much, they're blockages... In your veins, in your bloodstream.
Arteries?
Arteries, yes.
Arteries.
Yes, they're blockages. Cholesterol is a type of fat found in foods. They are relatively not a good thing because your body naturally creates its own form of cholesterol.
Now, there is good cholesterol, yes.
There is good cholesterol, yes. Usually found in eggs. But then again, moderation. You can't have, you know, 5 eggs every day. Right.
Oh shit. My
Unless...
bad.
But anyway, guys, if you keep your heart rate up in the gym, running, doing whatever, rowing,
that's
your
that's
blood
badass.
Pressure, your blood pressure is going to go up and it's going to knock down the cholesterol that is stored in your arteries because your blood is going pumping at such a fast rate, it's going to knock down these pieces of cholesterol that is collected up in your arteries.
Right.
And that just That's awesome. I think that's really cool. You don't need any medication. You don't need any medication to get rid of cholesterol, guys. You are the medication. So you use yourself. You push yourself. You get rid of this bad cholesterol.
I dig it. I'm a big fan. See, guys, just exercise in general
does too many good things. Too many good things.
Well, if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. You've heard that one.
Right on.
No, but exercise is. No, it's not. Let me tell you why it's not too good to be true.
Why?
Because it's like...
It's hard work?
Yeah, it's hard-ass work. Damn. Wow. Honestly, like, for me, this is a head trip. This is like... It's mental. It's totally mental, right? Because, like... I would love to exercise, and at this moment, at this specific moment in time, I'm speaking on behalf of everybody out there that wants to exercise but just doesn't, because either one, they don't have the time, two, they don't have the motivation, or three, they just don't have the motivation.
Which honestly, is like, I think everyone does have the time.
Of course everyone has the time.
Of course, even if it's half an hour. You know?
Of course everyone has the time.
Of course everyone has the time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people... We make time for things that we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just what it comes down to. We make time for things that we want.
Exactly.
Right? So, if it's something, you know, that I'm sure you make time to, you know, stop off at, you know, Stonefire Grill and pick up dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure you have time to cook yourself a little something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole point, you know, it's finding the time. But I'm speaking, as I was saying, I'm speaking on behalf of the people out there that just don't have the motivation. They want to.
So how do we get this motivation?
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying, right?
Okay. I think.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so for those of you who have trouble being motivated, I suggest you find a person out there that you can look up to. Maybe an athlete.
Okay. Dig it.
I don't know. It could be a runner, bodybuilder, whatever.
Dig it.
Look at them. You know, watch a couple YouTube videos about them and see how they got their motivation and try to follow in the same footsteps. I think that's what pushed me.
That is really cool.
That's what pushed me.
Word.
You know, watching YouTube videos. You know, everyone having a six pack, huge pecs.
Yeah.
That pushed me. I was like, I want boobs like that. I want pecs like that. So that's what I started doing. At 16, I have a funny story. At 16, I was in high school.
Okay.
I would go into the weight room just to see like what the football players were doing and all that cool stuff. And they were like, they were pumping Iron Man. They were lifting like 225.
Wow.
All that shit.
At 16, like, Jesus.
Well, yeah. They were probably 17. They were older than me.
Yeah.
I was like a sophomore.
Yeah.
I was like 15, 16. So they were doing a lot of weight. You know, two plates on each side, something like that. And I think, I thought to myself, I was like, I want to do that.
Right.
I want to accomplish that.
Totally.
I remember the first time I did one rep of 135, which is 45 plate on one side, 45 plate on another side. I did it once. I got up and I was like, I was screaming in the weight room. I was
really?
Like, yeah, man, I did it.
Nice.
Now I'm doing that weight like it's a fucking like piece of pie.
Like
dude.
It's nothing. What are you benching out, Josh?
I don't bench now. I do dumbbells. I do 115 dumbbells on each pec.
Wow.
Just go up and down. Yeah.
Damn. It shows. Wow.
Thanks, bro.
You should see this kid's muscles.
Aw.
I like your muscles. I like your muscles. Dude, crazy. Now, this is like, you know, not gay or anything. No homo over here.
Uh-huh.
But they definitely, you got some nice muscles.
Oh, thank you so much. Everyone goes around. They're like, Josh, let me feel your pecs. I was like,
is that what they do?
Yeah, it's kind of insulting.
Hey. No, you brought it upon yourself.
I didn't mean to. I mean, I didn't think they were going to be this perky, you know?
Okay.
Like, it's kind of embarrassing.
Okay.
I have people coming up to me, like, trying to grab and shit, and I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing, dude? I'm not a girl, man.
Dude.
I'm a manly man.
I've done that to you.
Yeah, you have.
I have. Absolutely. Have. I remember when there's a period of time where I hadn't seen Josh for quite some time, maybe like few years even, like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, what I remember like seeing Josh and just being like, holy shit, like, you're so buff. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You gain that through exercise.
Yeah, but you have to have a push.
Of course you do.
All comes from the mind.
Of course. From absolutely.
Because that's where passion lives. That's where desire lives. You know, the passion, the desire to do something great.
We were talking about last week.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, I dig it.
Passion and desire ties into everything. You'd be so surprised.
It absolutely does. And it's so fascinating how we can say it, but we don't consciously think about it. Because it's just part of our daily thing. Passion is what governs our world.
David, remember that one show when you were talking about neural nets?
Yes.
And how you start, you know, after you get a solid pattern down, it automatically turns into a habit.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know more about that stuff than I do.
But like, there's something that you want to add on about that?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you go to the gym, like, or exercise 5 days this week, it starts to become a pattern. And your brain starts recognizing that. Your brain starts recognizing that.
It totally does.
Yeah.
It totally does.
Neuronets.
Yeah. So quick recap. Here's the thing. Once you start, if you change your ways or something, you know what I mean? Like, what you're doing is like, okay, here, everything you do is based, the way that you do it is through a neural net in your brain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you complete it because it's, you know, every thought is just a neuron to a synapse. Every single little movement that you make, every beat of your heart, everything, it's like a neuron to a synapse. It's a connection. It's an energetic charge, right? So when you get into a pattern, for example, I know that every Sunday I come and do the show, right?
Yeah.
So like that's my Saturday night, I like know that Sunday morning I'm doing this, you know, or if you get into a pattern of going to the same job every day or the same 3 days or whatever, right? You get used to it. You get into your neural nets in your brain develop into that pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why when something different happens, or let's say you miss the bus or something different happens, mm-hmm. that's why it's like feels different. That's why it feels weird, because you're outside of your neural net. So, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Take it. Basically, if you right, exactly. Yeah.
If you start a new schedule for yourself, it becomes a pattern. Your brain recognizes that, and guess what? It makes it a habit.
It absolutely does.
Just like smoking.
It absolutely does.
Just like smoking, guys. Smoking is one of that big thing. Like, it becomes a pattern, then a habit.
It does.
And then it's embedded in your brain.
It is. It absolutely is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Smoking is bad. But yeah, and it's with anything. Literally anything can be turned into a neural net, you know? And you can form a habit to anything you want.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Or even anything you don't want. You can form a habit too. But check this out. This is a little list of proven list of the things that exercise does for you. So regular exercise has been proven to reduce stress, ward off anxiety and feelings of depression. We've talked about this. Boost self-esteem. This is another big one that we actually didn't hit. Exercise is proven to boost self-esteem. I've definitely heard this before, and it's absolutely true. Let's talk about why. Well, number one, obviously your body's feeling better. You're releasing more endorphins. You're feeling, oh, good. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Obviously, with that comes a raise in self-esteem. Because you've been exercising. You're burning calories. Your body feels good. How can you not feel better when you exercise? I just really should start exercising.
Dude.
God damn it. No. Excuse me. I don't mean to say...
Honestly, after the first week of me going to the gym, my brain already started kicking in. It was like, right? Dude, we're making this a habit. No excuses.
It improves sleep? That's so good.
Oh, yeah, it does. I sleep a rock every night.
Every night. Do you go to the gym every day?
6 days a week. Five, six days a week. I actually cut out cardio because right now...
You're just focusing on your...
I know. But the thing is that if I do too much cardio, I'm going to start burning the wrong type of... I'm going to start burning muscle tissue.
Muscle, right.
Muscle tissue. So I need to lay back on the cardio for a little bit so I can gain a little bit and then keep going.
Do you hear this, man? He's so on top of it.
Because
so,
when I first... Oh, I don't mean to interrupt him.
Sorry. No, please, go on.
I was going to say that in the beginning, I was insane, dude. I was in the gym for freaking 3.5 hours. Now I'm down to like 40 minutes.
Wow.
Only there for 40 minutes. Because I do intense freaking workouts.
Right.
I train smart.
Right.
I don't do it like a stupid person.
See, I hear this and like it really sparks something in me where I'm thinking to myself like, and hopefully it's doing the same for you guys. That's why we're having the show.
Yeah.
But for me, when I think about that, I'm just like, fuck. Like, I try not to cuss. Sorry, guys.
It's all good.
I'm like, damn. Like, I just like, I really, I'm envious of what I used to have.
Yeah.
I'm envious of that passion that I used to have for getting up and running. And, like, I don't know what happened. I do know what happened, but I don't know what happened at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, what happened is you grow up, you know, and, like, I start smoking cigarettes. And, you know, it's just like, fuck, you know? Like, just everything just goes downhill from there. And, I think this is wonderful. This is a wonderful opportunity. I think we had the show for me. It's my selfish show.
David, you're not selfish.
We needed to have the show to convince me to go to the gym. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding. This is for everybody else out there.
No, this is for all you guys.
This obviously is for all you guys.
For all you guys.
If it wasn't for you, we would have this conversation without a microphone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check this out. Exercise also has these added health benefits. It strengthens your heart, increases energy levels, lowers blood pressure, as we said. It improves muscle tone and strength.
Yes.
It strengthens and builds bones.
Mm.
Obviously, it helps reduce body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And for you ladies out there, makes you look fit and healthy.
Fit and healthy.
And for Josh. No, I'm
kidding. And for Josh.
Just kidding.
Yeah, because I got to get my curves.
Josh, dude. You got to just get your curves on, man. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
So let's firm up that glute. The gluteus maximus.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm just kidding, dude. You have...
Squats,
I mean, I
bro.
Wouldn't know if you
squats.
Have a
squats. It's all in the squats, man.
Why?
It's all in the squats and Stairmaster and lunges.
Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like so bad at the Stairmaster. Seriously, I'm like not good at the Stairmaster. That's hard for me, the Stairmaster.
It's one of the more challenging ones.
I've tried it a few times, and each and every time I'm bad at it. I'm bad at the Stairmaster. I am not a Stairmaster. I'm the stair student. I'm the stair grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
I'm not the Stairmaster.
Alright.
Dude.
I dig that.
So Josh, I wanted to really quick for the listeners, before we close out the show, I wanted to ask you. Along with, you know, seeing six packs and you know, wanting to be that way and along with, you know, knowing that, oh, you know, girls like it and stuff and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Like, what is your main focus? What is your main motivation that you could tell our listeners right now? They're sitting on the couch, they're listening to the vibration station, they're like, I really want to exercise, but I just cannot find the motivation.
Okay.
What do you
tell them? When I first started out, my first motivation was, I want to be buff, I want to look like I can kick someone's ass, I want to attract all the ladies. I have a completely different mindset now.
Word, right.
I look at my body and I'm like, I could do so much more physically with my body. I think that I could, you know, do handstand push-ups, you know?
Yeah,
I
wanna, wow.
I think, I believe in God, right?
Absolutely.
And I think God gave us a body for a reason. He didn't make us like, you know, he put a soul in our body. He didn't just put a soul in the earth.
Totally,
you know?
Totally, man.
He put our soul in our bodies for a reason.
We got a vessel.
And I want to take that. I want to take advantage of that opportunity.
Hell
I
want
to
yeah,
see.
Dude.
I want to push my body to the limits.
Fuck yeah.
I think that if I do that, you know, I can prove to myself that I can accomplish anything.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Absolutely. No, I really dig that.
I mean, I didn't try working out. I from the beginning, I did think that I wanted the ladies, I wanted to kick someone's ass.
Right, right, you
but
know. You're...
I honestly, I'm not a violent person.
He's like, I want to kick someone's ass, but I believe in God. I believe that we all have a body for a reason, but I'm going to fuck someone up.
Yeah.
Once I do tone out my body that God gave me, I'm fucking someone up. No,
exactly.
I'm totally kidding. Excuse my Francais.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm past that stage now. You know, if I get the ladies on top of that, that's nice, you know?
Yeah.
It's a perk. But for me personally...
Josh, you're fighting them off you, bro. That's what you're fighting. The ladies off you.
But personally, I think I just want to push my body to the limits. That's what I think.
That's really cool, man. I really appreciate that. And it's so fascinating to come from two complete different sides of the spectrum, but meet at such a perfect medium. What I mean by that is,
I like that.
You know, Josh is very into exercise and body health and where I believe in exercise. Josh is into it and he stands by it firmly. I believe in it and stand by my belief firmly, and actually after the show truly am quite inspired to go out and start exercising.
All right.
I think it's time to make a change. It really is time to make a change.
It is.
You know,
David,
lately, yeah. Like these days, and I'm going to close this out, like seriously, there's been so, like, I don't know about you guys, but me personally, like in my brain, like I've just been like realizing things about myself and like about my surroundings like crazy. Like things are just like accelerating. Things are just like so like they become more clear lately. Have you noticed that? Things have been like kind of more just
amen to
out
that.
On the table.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen to that, man. And I really dig that. And I'm a big fan of following that. You know what I mean? Of feeling that passion and that clarity.
Hell yeah.
Listen, guys, once again, such an amazing show. I really, really appreciate each and every single one of...
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys.
...our listeners. Each and every single one of you guys.
You guys are awesome.
As you know, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. If you want to email us, you can do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. We send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter.
Yes, sir.
Have a blessed Sunday, and we will see you next week. All right, guys. Exercise and let us know how you feel.
Yeah, live healthy, guys.
Fill your life with love.
And endorphins.
And endorphins. All right, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus. That's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missin' y'all. In all the silly games like, when we used to play and see. How fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other. Until the end of this rhyme, at least that's how it seemed. That everything was fine.